I wanted to share this morning a word from Luke's gospel in the 19th chapter. And I want to start with verse 1. It said, "Then Jesus entered, passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." We won't hold that against him. "And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree to see, for he was going to pass that way." And so here was someone who wanted to see who Jesus was. And I want to tell you, every human being, every person on this planet has barriers that stand between them and Christ. And, you know, I say barriers, and it, on Jesus' side of the coin, he died on the cross to remove those barriers. But on our side of the cross, we have things that are holding us back from receiving Christ as our Lord and Savior. And, you know, until we overcome those barriers, there's no chance of us having a life-changing conversion. Hallelujah. And there's nothing more exciting to see someone have a life-changing conversion. It just changes you from the inside out. And before we can have this dynamic relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to overcome the barriers that stand between us and Christ. And so we see Zacchaeus. He had a few barriers. I want to tell you, my biggest barrier was fear. I was afraid to accept Jesus because I didn't know what was laying on the other side of my yes. I didn't know what commitment would be there, or what the Lord might ask of me, or what lane, or what pathway he might lead me down. That was my biggest barrier, was fear. And so Zacchaeus had a bit barriers and hurdles that stood between him and the Lord. And, you know, people have to invite Jesus into your life. You got to give him a personal invitation, right? And when you do, you are making an eternal investment. I made lots of investments in this world. I've invested in a house. I've invested in a car. I've invested in relationships. But until I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, invited him into my life, I never had an eternal investment in my life. And you know, it's an awful scary thing to come to the end of your life and recognize the only thing I ever invested in were the things of this world. And you're facing eternity at the end of life. And so how important it is that we make an eternal investment. And Jesus Christ is that an eternal investment. I'm so happy that the Lord woke me up and let me see that I have to accept him as my Lord and Savior. And so Zacchaeus was in this place where he had only invested in the things of this world. That was the only investment he ever had. He was known as a tax collector, a chief tax collector. Who likes the tax man? Put your hand up. Well, we're all on one accord. But he was even despised even worse because he was a tax collector for the Roman Empire, and not even for his own people. And he wasn't fulfilling his job description, you might say. He was known as a thieving tax collector. That's why he was rich. If you owed the government $100, he'd charge $150 and he'd pocket a little for himself. And so we see there was a few barriers between Zacchaeus and seeing Jesus for who he really was. And this ripping people off shows us that he didn't have very much respect for people. He didn't really care about people too much. I just want your money. Praise God. And don't quote me on that, because, you know, some pastors, that's all they want is your money. And I want you to have Jesus and a real relationship with him. And I want Jesus to make himself real to you and show you how much he cares for you. And so Zacchaeus was in this position. He had these barriers. He had these hurdles to overcome before he could really see who Jesus was. And but Jesus was passing by. And this was his opportunity to get a glimpse at the king. And so he was of short stature, the Bible tells us. And you know, all the experts say he was probably under 5 foot. He is 4 foot something. So he wasn't the tallest man. And when Jesus came by, he always draws a crowd. So there's always a crowd. And so here's this guy, probably 4 foot something, and he wanted to see Jesus, and he couldn't. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree. Now, I don't know what a sycamore tree is, or I've never seen one. I don't know if they grow in this area or not. But he found one, and he climbed it up because he wanted to see who Jesus was. This is sounding like a setup. And I say that because, you know, there's verses in the Bible that says, if you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, the door will be opened to you. And it seemed like a feeble attempt for him to see Jesus, but he was really seeking the Lord. He was going to get a glimpse of who Jesus was. And I'm sure that if you know the story, you know that he was going to find more than he was looking for. Hallelujah. And so he was a crooked chief tax collector of short stature. And so the story takes place about a week before Jesus went to the cross, about a week before he went to Calvary. But he had time to stop and let Zacchaeus know that he cared for him. Hallelujah. He cares for you too. He cares for all of us. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for that. And these verses in the Bible that encourage us, ask, seek, knock. Amen. And because, you know, God wants to help us. Jesus wants to help us. The reason he came is to fix us and to fix this broken world. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's bigger than your hurts. If you give him a chance, you'll find he's bigger than your problems. He's bigger than your hurts. And he's able to help you to overcome every barrier that stands between you and God. And Zacharias was about to find out that these verses were true. And so how many think this is a setup? Yeah, we all think it's a setup. And it wasn't a setback. And Zacchaeus was being drawn along into, I'm going to call it, a divine intersection. And have you ever passed through one? You know, seems like when you pass through a divine intersection, you never really understand what's going on until after you come out the other side. And to me, it sounds like a divine intersection here. And if this was all planned out by God ahead of time, then that means the Lord sent someone along 25 years earlier to plant a sycamore tree so Zacchaeus could climb the sycamore tree. Wow, how far reaching, how far ahead does God look into things? Amen. When it comes to people's salvation and comes to bringing them into the kingdom. And so I think this was all planned out. I think it was a setup. And until we have this kind of conversion, life-changing, you know, and there's barriers that stand between us and God. And the barriers are on our side of things. What's holding you back today from letting go of the shoreline and launching out just a little further? Hallelujah. Only you can answer that. But you know, for the whole world, the Bible makes it clear that I want to read a couple of verses from 2 Corinthians. It says in verse 14 of chapter 3, but their minds were blinded. And not their eyes, but their minds were blinded. Their minds were blinded, and until this day, he's talking about people of the old covenant, and that the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament because the veil is taken away in Christ. And then again, he says in verse 16, nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And, you know, there's a veil over our minds that stand in the way of us seeing who Jesus really is. Amen. And Zacchaeus was in the same category. Yes, he had this same blinded mind that kept him back. You could see it the whole world. It's over the whole world. And so Zacchaeus was about to have a brand new experience here. And it says in verse 5 and 6, then when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he saw and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for today. I must stay at your house. So he made haste, and he came down and received him joyfully. Well, who could have planned this day out? I'm sure Zacchaeus never had this day planned out. And Jesus comes to the tree where he is and calls him to come down. You know, before you can be saved, Jesus has to intersect your life in some form or fashion. And if he hasn't, all you got is religion. You can have a little religion, but Jesus has to intersect your life, amen, in some fashion. And he's here today, and he's here in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, amen, in the form of the Holy Spirit. And true conversion is when Jesus makes an entrance into your life. Praise God. And when Jesus comes to the tree, he looks up. Zacchaeus, come down out of there. He calls him by his name. Jesus knows your name.